Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prado. I'm so glad you're here to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Also, for those who want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, you can go to reconnectmyheartpodcast.com, as well as on my app, my mobile app. You can see on Brother Prado, you type in Brother Prado. If you have Google or Apple, feel free to just chime in on there. Download my app, and you can see on podcast, you can see Reconnect My Heart podcast. I want to thank each and every one of y'all tuning in. First of all, I'm so excited today. May not sound like it, but I'm excited. Everything is working today. Everything is working. So thank God everything worked out. Maybe kind of having a sketchy throat, but God got the victory, and also I have some hauls. So thank God for that. Today, what was on my heart, just cutting straight to the point. Today, I thought about sometimes having to press that reset button. Sometimes that reset button is so important. You know, when I started working on some of my programs and stuff on my computer, I was having some problems. And so oftentimes what they would have me to do was press the reset button. And I pressed the reset button, it began to line up everything and update everything, but also allowed it to give us some rest. So once I was able to press the reset button, everything worked out. Sometimes even when I would have a problem with my computer, sometimes they would tell me to put it back the way that the manufacturer made it. Sometimes you have to put it back so that way you can have a progress. So today's episode, I wanted to entitle it Reset for Progress. Reset Progress. You know, I was looking at my brother. I was looking at the football game today, and I noticed anytime there's a lot of penalties, or even, let's say, in basketball, when it seems like the opponent is scoring back to back to back, what does the coach do? Sometimes one of the players hit that timeout signal. Why is the timeout? Because they need to assess what may be going on or what may be going wrong for them to be able to get recalibrated. There may be something that they may be missing. There may need to be a substitution of players, but this is the time where there is some change that has to be done. And so with that, when we look into our life, there may be a change that may have to take place. Many of us go on to overdrive. Some of us go on and we are pushing and pushing and pushing. Some of us need to press the reset button. Some of us, we're going on fumes. Some of us are dry heaving. And we're going and going and going and not productive in what we're producing. Nothing. And so God wants us to be able to just, hey, take a chill pill. That's how I know that's an 80s term. But for us to take a chill pill, because whatever we're supposed to be doing, we're supposed to be productive. There should be some evidence of some productivity. There should be some evidence of growth, some evidence of work. But if there's no work, if there's no productivity, then what's the purpose of us doing it? God never intended for us to be spinning our wheels. God made us with purpose. God made us with purpose, and we're supposed to be producing something. And so with that, many people, even if you look at it pertaining to work or pertaining to a relationship, when you get a male and female together, let's say, first of all, married, you get a male and female together, what happened? During intercourse, there's going to be a child that's going to be produced. But don't you know, even when you look at from every other aspect, we're supposed to be producing something. I always think about the goose that laid the golden egg. That goose, even though it might have been a metaphor, but that goose was producing something. And if you're not producing something, that means you're producing nothing. Think about it. Your time is valuable. Your life is valuable. Don't you know we're here on this earth for a limited time? It's just like going on sale. They always say there's a limited time offer. And what do you need to do? You need to take heed, hurrying up, and get that sale before it expires. Where if there's an urgency pertaining to a sale, there should be an urgency pertaining to purpose. We don't know how long we have. You know, there are many people that are dying left and right now. But God has made us to be productive. And you don't want to be spending all your life burning your wheels. There's a saying that says, the richest place in the world is the grave. Because many people die without fulfilling the purpose and plan that God has for them. And so, would you contribute to a great value within the grave? Or do you want to go to the grave empty? Do you want to go to the grave where your legacy still remains? one of the things I always think about, excuse me, run over here 1 second, excuse me 1 second. Okay. Y'all have heard me say this, and I think about this often. But the day after Michael Jackson died, that was, he actually passed away, June 25th. But on June 26th, it hit me. His family, his kids, his grandkids, his great-grandkids, they're gonna be taken care of. They're going to know him. He's going to be known for many years. But what hit me was, 100 years from now, they're going to know Michael Jackson. 100 years from now, our offsprings may know Michael Jackson or may have heard of Michael Jackson. But 100 years from now, will people know you? In other words, would there be any evidence of your existence? So in other words, everyone has the potential right now to be productive, to do something that will change, that will leave a thumbprint in society. You represent more than that person that's in your mirror. You represent your family. You represent those that love you and those that you love. Don't you know many people have made an impact? And it's funny, many people made an impact on us, and sometimes they don't even know. But right now, if you think about right now, the person that you are, you may have been influenced by someone. My question is, the impact that they've had on you, what would you do with it? Would it be something that would be so monumental that it changes society, changes people's lives? Or will you bury it with you? Like I said, God has given each and every one of us the ability, a gift, a purpose, and a calling. You know, but think about it, in the Bible, it tells us that he knew us while we were in our mother's womb. He gifted us with something. And like I said, many people may have more than one. There are some people, they're gifted with talent. It was like God-given talent they were born with. But then there are others, they may have to work at it. And so the question is, what are you doing with it? Are you doing anything with it? That's why it's so important. And it's okay sometimes to take a chill pill, sometimes for us to be able to recess, to assess everything. I always think about back in the day wrestling. I love wrestling. Those that know me know I love wrestling. And I remember back in the day from Dallas, there was a wrestling manager named Gary Hart. Very intelligent. Playboy Gary Hart. And so what he would do, he would get these wrestlers, and when he see that the wrestlers were in trouble, he'll tell them, come out the ring. He'll fan them to come out the ring and come here. He'll kind of talk to them for them to be able to assess things. He would tell them what's going on and what's going wrong. Why? Because he got a bird's eye view. He's seeing, on the other side of the ring. He's seeing outside of the ring and be able to see, even though it might have been choreographed, but it was a very teachable moment for us to understand that there are some things, when we see things ain't working, we need to take a step back. Like I said, God made us with the ability to work, but work should not burn us out. Oftentimes we get a burnout either because we're doing something in the wrong way, we're doing the wrong thing, or we're doing it and we're overdoing it beyond what God told us to do. See, I think about, I always say this, but I think about when Moses saw the burning bush. the bush was burning, but it was not consumed. So in other words, anything that God has given us to do, there should be a burn, a zeal without a burnout. Anytime there's a burnout, that means that we're doing something outside of God's authorization. It could be the way we're doing it, or it could be what we're doing it. So the key thing for us to be able to seek God pertaining to the instruction, first of all, always acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he shall direct our path or make our pathway straight. That's what it means. For us to be able to get clarity, you know, even in the scripture, it tells us, seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What does that mean? Seek ye first God, and then the things of God, meaning God has things, but also the devil does too. God has an assignment for you, but also the devil try to bring distractions to bring multiple things to distract you from what God has for you to do. So seek ye first God, the things of God, and his righteousness, meaning God's way of being right. Being right and doing the right thing the right way in the right timing. And what will happen? The produce will be all these things shall be added unto you, meaning all these things shall chase you down. You don't have to look for the things will look for you. In other words, you in harmony, you at the location that God told you to do, what he told you to do, and how he told you to do it. And when you in that location, God will direct deposit. God will email. God will FedEx. Whatever you are pursuing, he will FedEx that to you because you're in the location that he told you to do. You're the location where he told you to go. So that's why it's so important for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he shall what? Direct our path or make our pathway straight. So with that, I want us to be able to really just take inventory of what God told us to do. So that way we can be in harmony and we can have the results that God has for us. You know, hello, everybody. Hello. I want us to really take inventory. There may be some things or some ideas that God told us. And those that know me, look here, I'm a very much stickler in this. The Bible told us to write the vision and make it plain. It is so crucial for us to value what God has told us or given us. Don't you know God gives us the ability with ideas and stuff, but sometimes we minimize it because we think, oh, I don't know why I'm thinking about that. We just dismiss it. But you'd be surprised. There may be God's way of testing you to see if he can trust you with what you're praying for. We ask God for business. We ask God for promotion. But you think about it. God want to give you the ability, the ideals, the crafts and stuff. But if he just gave it to you everything right now, you will minimize it. So right now, he might be giving you a seed of what you're praying for. But how are we handling that seed? We got to value the seed so we can understand the harvest. We got to value the seed. And so always look for God in every aspect of your life. I always say this, look for God's fingerprints. When God gives you instruction, when God gives you a conversation, I always tell people this, write it down, pray over it, fast over it. Even when you sleep, when God minister to you, when God show you things when you sleep, hey, when you wake up, write it down. Don't dismiss it. Don't think, well, you know, I'll do it when I get a chance. That's when the devil tries to take the idea from you. There are many people that become multimillionaires because they trusted God with the idea that He gave them. Hey, and I'm thinking about the same thing. We asking God for things, but can God trust us with it? We say we trust God, but can God trust us with what we're praying about, what we're praying for? So I will encourage you, don't take this lightly. Even right now, where you at, you might have made some mistakes. But whatever, forgive yourself. Repent to God. Forgive yourself. And look, keep moving. Keep going. Utilize this time where you can be able to learn more about God and learn more about yourself. Utilize this time as an evaluation. Utilize this time where you can get a chance to just talk to God, even be rehabilitated, whatever it is. This could be pertaining to business. This could be pertaining to purpose. This could be pertaining to relationships, whatever it is. If you made some mistakes, hey, forgive yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't wallow in your sorrow or your pity. No, you don't have time. We always say this at church, time is winding up. Yes, we're supposed to be evangelizing. We're supposed to be in our purpose. We're supposed to be doing what God has us to do. Also, that also includes being able to do exactly what God told us to do, not just inside the church, but outside of the church, in your vocation, whatever it is. And I always tell people this, it ain't too late. I don't care how old you are. I remember they were showing, I believe it was a young lady, she was like 7 to 8 years old, graduating. That was great. And somebody asked her, are you going to go to this class? Are you going to go to this school? You know, why are you doing that? You know how long it's going to take you? Yeah. She was saying, if it take me 4 years, in 4 more years, I'm going to be 70-something, 80-something years old anyway. I'm not going to sit down. No, I'm going to keep on going. And that's what I want to tell people. While you still have blood running warm in your veins, you got time. Do it. Don't wait. Do it. Like that old slogan, be like Nike and just do it. Do it. If God is giving you that burning, God giving you that zeal to do it, get up and do it. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. You know, the biggest enemy that we deal with is the person that's in our mirror. We have allowed ourselves to be defeated with going forward in life, you know, doing what God has us to do. And we have doubted ourselves. We have discouraged ourselves. We have allowed people to discourage us. Well, I would say this. We have given others permission to discourage us. Nobody should control your purpose or your destiny or even your mindset. We allow people to get into our minds. No. You do what God told you to do. And why wait? Why? Well, you know, I'm going to wait for this person to help me. Look here. What I found out, sometimes the main people we anticipate that's going to help us are the main ones that let us down. God be for you. Who could be against you? If God is giving you that seed, if God is giving you that zeal, that purpose, and you waiting on a tag team partner, you'll find yourself not doing it at all. No, God gave you the purpose. God gave you the vision. But I always ask people this, was it God or was it you? Was it God? If it was God, look here, God will always put his seal of approval. But when we listen to people and God did not tell us to do it, don't do it. Do not do it. We got to make sure that is God. When God told us to do it, that means he has authorized, and God will always provide a way. Even when man closed the door, don't worry about when man closed the door. That means God has a door available and maybe bigger for you to walk through. Look, notice I said walk through, not kicked down. Walk through. God will always show you evidence of the things he has for you to do. And so I want to encourage you. Yes, right now, this might be the season where it seems like things may be not moving. That's a good thing. Utilize this time to reset, to analyze, I think that's the word, to take inventory. Let this be the time where you get a chance to really just talk to God. Also, talk to you. Talk to yourself. Minister to yourself. You'll be surprised. This might be the time that God have you to be alone, for you to hear from him, and also for you to hear from yourself. To get rebuilt. Reset to get rebuilt. To be restored. To be revived. To be healed. Whatever it is, utilize this season in your life for you to be able to, go into the pit. And we ain't talking about the pit that Joseph went through. We talking about the pit that the race cars go through, where they exchange tires, where they assess everything so they can go ahead and finish the race. God may be having you right now to be in a period where you can be able to just make some moves, make some arrangements in your life. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. Look here. When God has something for you, you don't take long. You asking God, I need this, I need that. What if God have already given it to you? Look, you may not be needing to know your purpose. God already revealed your purpose. You may just need strength. You may just need encouragement to do it. Whatever it is, ask God, what is it? Whatever you're lacking, let him provide it. I want to encourage you this period right now. If you notice in that word reset, if you take out the E in between the S and the T, is rest. Rest doesn't mean sleeping yourself through. You might need to get some rest, some mental rest, some emotional rest, some spiritual rest. You might have been wherever, you might have been going, you might have gone through some things. Rest in him. Rest in him. In your rest in him, allow him to build up your confidence. Build up your confidence in him and the confidence in yourself. I want you to realize that God has a purpose and an assignment for you. But you need to be encouraged. You need to do what God has for you to do. And like I said, don't wait for somebody to do it for you. Because some people, God may be telling you to do it and you're waiting for them. And God said, no, I'm with you. No, go forward in his name. So with that being said, I want us right now to look at whatever plan that you put off. Why put off tomorrow when you can do it today? Okay? Something else I want you to think about. I thought about when our parents gave us instructions, go in there and wash the dishes. What did they tell us to do? They gave us instructions. When did they tell us to do it? Did they have to tell us? No, when they gave us instructions, they mean for us to do it right now. One of the things I always say, delayed obedience is still disobedience. Don't be disobedient in your life anymore. What God told you to do, do it. And do it and give with a cheerful heart. Do it unto God, knowing what you do, you're doing it from your heart. You're doing it in love. And know that when you give to God and when you do it unto him, you can't be him giving. So utilize this time to trust God in every area of your life. Look, right now, you might be scared. Right now, you might be worried. You might be concerned. No, that's why it's so important for us to consult God in every area of our lives. Have that conversation with Him. And know, yeah, right now, you may not have ever seen what God put in your spirit. You may not have ever seen it before. That's a good thing. You might be the one that God was using to introduce the world to what He wants you to produce. What if? What if? Yeah, you might have been thinking about your educational background or lack of educational background. Oh, well, you know, I already had some kids, and, you know, I'm not good enough. And what? Don't let anybody talk you down. Don't let anybody even talk you out of what God told you to do. And don't think about your past. Well, you made some mistakes. So what? One of the things I always say, when the devil bring up your past, you bring up his future. Future is, look here, we already got the victory. We got the victory. So why would you listen to what the devil telling you when God told you what to do? You're going to entertain with the devil? You're going to let the devil bring up your past? Nah, come on now. Nah. You can do it. You can do it. And God wants you to do it. And we want you to do it in Jesus' name. So with that being said, just in case you're not saved, just in case you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to encourage you right now. It ain't too late. You can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and know that He has your best interest at heart. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. And we're not just talking about serving a God that's, you know, unconcerned. Look, God loves us. And, you know, even the Bible tells us He chastened those that He loved. He disciplined those that He loved. Know that even the things that may be going on in your life, if God getting your attention to let you know, He wants you to come to Him. Look, no longer run anymore. Don't utilize this time to continue to run. God has more for you than what you realize. And so accepting Him as Lord and Savior in your life, that's the best decision you can make. Now, one of the things I always tell people, yeah, when you get saved, are all your problems over with? Nope. Key thing is, in the midst of every problem that may happen in our life, we got somebody with us that's here to help us, to coat our heart, even to help us to navigate through the process, through everything that may be going on, give us the wisdom, the insight for us to get out. Think about that. Think about it. So just in case you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to invite you to allow Him to come into your life. And what a change would happen when you accept Jesus Christ in your life. So with that being said, if you have any problems, if you have any cares, if you have any worries, cast everything at His feet and know that He's here to help us. Not just later on, but even right now. The Bible tells us, cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. We serve a God that cares. We serve a God that is concerned about you. And He wants you to fulfill the purpose and plan that He has for you in your life. So right now, as we get ready to pray, I want you to think about any and everything that may be going on. Give it to Him right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we're coming to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We coming to you right now, God, being acknowledged and pressed on today. So, God, we coming to you right now, God. We, first of all, God, ask you, God, to forgive us, God. If there's anything that's in us to sound like you, God, permission right now, that God. to remove any and everything right now in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts and search our minds right now, God. And if there's anything that's in us that's unlike you, God, we give you permission, God, to get it out, God. We give you access right now, God, to get it out. God, not our will, but your will be done in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We receive your forgiveness. God, we thank you, Lord, for saving our souls right now, God. God, we speaking right now, God. Those may be watching or listening right now, God. God, if they're seeking their purpose, God, reveal their purpose to them right now, God. Help them to understand what you have for them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we speaking right now, God. Those that may feel lost, God, those that may feel abandoned right now, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, that you encourage their heart, encourage their minds right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we're speaking, God, guide those, God, who feel lost, God. Guide them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And we bind everything the devil stands for. We counter the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of defeat. We bind every depressive spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. We speak it right now, God, that you bring healing, God, mind, body, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, for victory, God. We receive victory right now in the name excuse me, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now, God. We thank you right now, God. For opening up blind eyes, God, in our God, in the name of Jesus. Physically and spiritually right now in the name of Jesus, God, even the emotions right now, God, we speak it right now, God. Those who may need emotional healing right now, God, we speak in healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those who may feel like they're in despair, God, those who don't know what to do, God, we speak it right now, God, that you reveal yourself to them right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know, God, even this month being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, God, I thank you right now, God, for rescuing those, God, who might have been in that situation right now, God. And God, we even speaking right now, God, that you bring forth, God, people right now that's going to be courageous to speak about it right now, God. And helping those to know, God, that that was not the plan that you have for them right now, God. Help people to understand their value, God, their worth right now, God. God, even those who may be looking for love, help them first to acknowledge what love is and what love ain't right now. In the name of Jesus, first of all, God, ask God to help them, God, to embrace love that you have for them right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, even God, the love that you want them to have for themselves right now. In the name of Jesus. Even being able to understand the amount of love to give to others who are qualified right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for everything that you've done, God. So I thank you, Lord, for healing right now, God. I thank even healing my body right now, God. I thank you for it right now, God. God, I thank you, Lord, for a prosperous week right now, God. And not just for myself, but even those who may be watching or listening right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for deliverance right now. Even seeing right now, God, those who may feel like giving up on life, God. God, even those who may feel like giving up on their purpose right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing them right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging them right now, God. God, thank you, Lord, for being their lifeline right now and bringing the lifeline to them right now. In the name of Jesus, even those in the hospital room, God. Touch and heal everywhere right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you right now, God, for the testimony, God, coming from this, God. I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, God. And Lord, you thank you, Lord, for safety, God. Thank you, Lord, for your protection right now, God. God, thank you, Lord, for counseling the devil's assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, but most importantly, everything that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. If you want to get in contact with me, I'm Brother Prater. You can catch me on Facebook, Brother Prater, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P-S and Paul, R-A-T-S and Tom, E-R. On my Facebook page, you can see my daily devotion and my videos. Also, you can catch my app. I have a mobile app. Like I said earlier, it's on Android as well as Google Play Store. Well, Android and Apple also, as well as a website. You can see my daily devotions, my videos, and the calendar shows my personal appearances. Also, you can go to the store section where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to inform men their needs and their responsibilities towards their family, their children, even their children's mother, regardless if they're with them or not. But also, even to the ladies, to make sure that, you know, it's equal. So I speak to the ladies on that. So it's not just for men, but it's also for ladies too. Also, the other book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life, it's a tribute to my sister, Sheila Prater, who was tragically killed in the hands of domestic violence. And so with that being said, I want each and every one of y'all to know that I appreciate y'all's support and y'all love, and know that the best is yet to come. Not just for myself. Yeah. Not just for myself, but for you too. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? And we're not just talking about saying it. We're talking about putting it into action. So from the day forth, put God's word in action in Jesus' name. God bless you and good night. And thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you and good night.